This hour of the Alex Jones podcast brought to you by FakeTV.com. FakeTV is the burglar deterrent that makes it look like you're home watching television. Don't be a burglary victim. Go to FakeTV.com. Order a fake TV for just $29.95 and shipping is free.
Be angry. Totally wide open borders, government stealing pension funds worldwide, banker bailouts in the hundreds of trillions. Total authoritarianism being publicly set up. Well, it's bizarre to get upset about all that, to have our whole future destiny destroyed by a bunch of anti-human eugenicists. Who would want to politically blow up something like that? Why, Paul Revere, he said to arms, get ready to kill people that are trying to enslave us. But when I got up and told Piers Morgan of Hades, we knew he was there for gun confiscation. Why, it was radical. It was evil. It was outrageous. Because if you let one ant stand up, they might all stand up, and then there goes our way of life. We ought to play that clip coming into the next segment. Well, I'm sitting here, ladies and gentlemen, listening to the show over at my folks' house with the family. You're saying, oh, you're on the radio. No, I'm not. This is an original first hour of the July 4th, 2014 transmission that I'm taping Thursday afternoon. And then we've got a retransmission of a very powerful interview we did with David Icke, I think one of the best ones ever, coming up in the second and third hour. We've had a lot of requests to rebroadcast that. And then I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with a Sunday transmission. And I got in here with a copy of the Declaration of Independence, and I got in here with a bunch of news articles. And what I think I want to get into is just how America has changed and what a police state we are versus where we should be going. And while the police state is pointed at the American people, the border is wide open and illegal aliens are being given free welfare and bussed in anywhere they want to go in the country, showing the whole war on terror and the, quote, al-Qaeda threat is a giant joke. We know it is. We're not saying there aren't radical Muslim terrorists out there. What we are saying and proving is criminal globalist interests in NATO, Saudi Arabia, our government, you name it. Israel. Netanyahu came out last week or a week and a half ago and said, oh, yeah, we need to help ISIS, you know, take over Iraq. It'll destabilize the Muslims. Destabilize them? Putting one of the worst groups, if not the worst al-Qaeda group, in charge of Iraq that we went and overthrew to put an elected government in that's been pro-America compared to ISIS they are. I mean, that's an evil policy. And when I came back through customs this week from a vacation, I mean, I ran into the customs guy because they put this big cross on the computer printout I got in the first kiosk I went through, basically like a harassment no-fly list. And the guy knew who I was a listener. I said, this is outrageous, and literally started cussing. And he was a veteran, and then had come back into customs after 9/11 because a family member got killed. And he was a listener, and he was shaking with anger. Shaking in anger. And here's the other good news. I'm not tooting my horn. I didn't tell this the other day when I got back, Wednesday. The customs guy I talked to in Grand Cayman, where your bags come up, the head customs guy, he was the boss there, said, oh, Alex Jones, I was listening to your show yesterday. And you know, said he really appreciates what I say and what I do. And then I ran into two cops that were listeners, and I got mobbed. I mean, I've never been mobbed like this in Austin. That's the closest other place. In the middle of the Caribbean, south of Cuba. Again, I'm not saying I'm a big shot. What I'm saying is freedom is incredibly popular. So on July 4th, 2014, I want to give you the good message. Yesterday, we had Professor Daryl Hamamoto on. Incredible. He contacted us and said, I've heard that name before. I've seen him all over TV. You know, he's a sociologist, I guess you call it anthropologist, political scientist. And he's just basically Rockefeller Foundation originally, you know, awarded. And he's an insider blowing the whistle and just conferring and augmenting with data everything we already know. And he said a bunch of the other professors know the truth and are about to go public. They're threatening his job right now, but he doesn't care. He was happy because that's the spirit of liberty. That's the spirit that can't be stopped. That's the spirit that gets me fired up. Because nothing makes me more angry than a bunch of bullies.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Gain your independence this 4th of July. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Call Emergency Essentials right now at 800-999-1863 or go to beprepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
And we are waging war on corruption. We are crashing through the lies and disinformation on this July 4th, 2014 worldwide transmission. Calls are coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to go into the archive in the second and third hour and have David Icke retransmitted. A few weeks ago he was on, I think it was the best interview ever. I keep saying each new interview is the best ever, but they just get better and better. So that's coming up. Then I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. You know, I want to read a little bit from the Declaration of Independence, and I forgot to get it out of the printer out there. They'll bring it to me in a few minutes. But there's a part in there. We tend to forget the Declaration of Independence exists, but it's as important or more important than the Bill of Rights and way more important than the Constitution. I mean, we think of the Constitution as all those documents, but the Constitution isn't as good as the Declaration of Independence or Bill of Rights because it had all the states involved, the former colonies, in 1798, and there was some lawyer stuff snuck into there. It's still diametrically opposed to tyranny. The globalists hate it and demonize it 24-7. it's just not a fount of goodness like the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence. And here it is. Down in the second paragraph, it says, prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for lighter transient causes. And then they go on. And that's, if you really studied history, most revolutions turn into something worse. Hell, they have, you know, revolutions all the time in African countries. Generally gets worse. No stability. They have them in, you know, Latin America all the time. It just gets worse. They've had them in Europe and things just got worse. One reason Europe had the Renaissance, and I'm not calling for culling of the population, but the elites mainly live in the cities. About half the population, it's estimated, on the high end, a third on the low end, died in the Great Plague or waves of the Black Death, bubonic plague. And it wiped out so many of the elites that they couldn't spend all their time for about 100 years persecuting everyone out in the countryside and making sure no one sold goods that weren't stamped by the king. The monopoly, the crony capitalists. The crony capitalists were busy getting bled and taking all their quack cures while the people on the countryside, practicing what they called witchcraft, it really wasn't herbs, lived. You know, ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes to ashes, we all fall down. Is that how it goes?
That's correct.
That's how the song goes. That's a song about you get the red marks, you die. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies, ashes to ashes, we all fall down. It wasn't that Europe had ever really been any better than anybody else. It's that they had some of the Roman technologies still in the government facilities and the church facilities, but not widely distributed. And so then once government got brought down, some of that knowledge got out. The people created a middle class. It was off to the races. And it was still wars and disasters and all sorts of problems. But that's why Western culture, to dumb it down, has been so powerful and so important. It was because ruling elites got wiped out. And you had a revolution of the people, kind of like a new frontier. Like the American frontier experience in Manifest Destiny had all its own problems. But for all of its issues, there were a few cases of groups being able to have freedom away from government and to have a wildcat economy. So it created the most inventions, the most science, the most freedom in comparison to the other tyrannies. But I'm kind of gone off the deep end ranting about that. The point is, America has been exceptional in much of its history, exceptionally bad and exceptionally good. And it wasn't Americans that said that. It was other people around the world. And they wanted to get here because it was so much better. Now we're going the way of stagnation, of gang-run government, of oligarchy, of kleptocracy, of truly totalitarianism or total tyranny. And so there's a real hunger for freedom again, but there's an establishment understanding that there is that hunger, so they're trying to suppress it. But everything you try to suppress ends up just exploding. You try to bury the truth, it explodes that much stronger. To use a cheesy line from episode 4 of Star Wars, the tighter you squeeze, Governor Tark, the more star systems will slip through your fingers. These are cliches, but they're true. And so governments shouldn't be changed for light or transient reasons, transient causes, to quote the text correctly. But when you've got a eugenicist-based, New World Order, globalist-based, truly anti-human, psychopathic system, playing everyone off against each other, trying to dumb the population down, it isn't a right, it isn't a duty, it is an absolute survival imperative that you resist it. And you resist it peacefully, because the pen is mightier than the sword, as long as you can. But there may come a time, as Winston Churchill said, where you have no other choice but to physically resist it. And that is why the American people instinctively are buying guns and food and preparing, not because they want to fight. They're saying, just leave us alone, you know, to quote Howard Beale, in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my steel-belted radios and, you know, we'll leave you alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. We've got to get out of our trance. I don't have all the answers, but we've got to get out of our comfort zone. We've got to get mad. We've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. That's what it comes down to. In the USA, ladies and gentlemen, look at these headlines from Austin to Albuquerque, New Mexico, to California, to peaceful students sitting out at UC Davis being sprayed with pepper spray for no reason. You try to chalk the sidewalk in front of your own house, you get arrested in Austin. It's totally protected speech. It's a public commons. People have always drawn on the walls and the ground. Rome tried to ban it, and they could. They don't want the little people having speech. They don't want you being free on the Internet. They don't want talk radio. They don't want Infowars.com or DrudgeReport.com or anything else they don't control. Look at these headlines. Santa arrested in Austin for drawing on sidewalk with chalk. Huffington Post. Review Journal. Sidewalk chalk. This is Las Vegas. Could land four protesters in jail for a year. A year. You know, people ask what I'm going to do today as I take this Thursday. I'm going out with a video camera tomorrow morning with my slave phone, my iPhone, and I'm going to chalk. And if I get arrested, I do. And if I'm a bad guy because of that, so be it. That's what I'm doing July 4th. Everybody listening to my voice should go to the store, whatever you got to do, and chalk that we have a First Amendment, we have freedom, and we have a Second Amendment, and we're not backing down. Jail for using chalk on sidewalks. City needs to erase this error. That's out of Orlando. That's Florida. Sidewalk chalk. Artist acquitted after facing 13 years in jail over vandalism. International Business Times. See, it's backfiring. Look at this from last July 4th. July 4th park rules. No generators, propane grills, number one. Number two, no tents or shelters. Number three, police will be conducting searches of bags and coolers for reasons of public safety. Yeah, we're going to take your freedom for your safety. That's the greatest danger. Number four, no alcoholic beverages at any time. No personal fireworks, including novelty fireworks and sparklers. No dogs or pets allowed all day. Skate park, baseball court, tennis court, and Kids Cove will be closed at 7 p.m. Notice the entire park is under video surveillance. And you can argue it's for your safety, except that didn't angels run in this system? Angels don't play this harp. It's the globalist. So that's just some of the news on that front. And then you've got what's happening now. California gun confiscation bill passes. Approves $24 million to expedite illegal gun seizure. Now they're saying if one person says they're scared of your guns, even if you did nothing wrong, they'll take your guns. NYPD cracks down on long guns that hold more than five rounds. Now they're trying to ban those. Obama administration proposes new executive gun background checks with executive orders, just like open borders with executive orders. It goes on and on and on what they're doing. And then I get into all the other stacks. The TSA upping security for the 4th of July to grope your genitals because terrorists might be everywhere when the government publicly funds ISIS and Al-Qaeda, turning the whole Middle East and much of Africa over to them. It's absolutely ridiculous that this is happening, that this is unfolding. And again, I don't even blame the poor TSA people. They're there to just break our will. They're not sophisticated to know that. The general public isn't sophisticated enough. And I'm here to decompartmentalize people so they understand what's happening. Look at this headline. North Dakota man sentenced to jail in controversial drone arrest case. He's the first American to be sentenced to jail because cows kept coming on his property under the law there. The third time you get to keep the cows. We own cows. We know the rules. We've had our cows taken. They kept getting to the fence. Third time, you know, neighbor gets the cows. You go back to get the cows, they go, sorry, they keep coming over here and having sex with my prize cows, your bull does. I'm keeping your bull, and I'm selling him for hamburger meat. In fact, we even have, like, hillbilly, what do you call it, the Hathcocks and the McCoys? I mean, we literally have, like, 30-year running deals with people that have taken some of our cows. But, you know, my grandpa didn't do anything because they had, you know, his bull was over there, you know, getting a little strange, as they say. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen.
Fix your pants, Jones.
Now Homeland Security goes after you with a Predator drone, and you go to jail. And they send a SWAT team. I mean, look at what they're doing to your bank deposits, tracking everything you do, making you pay for them. That's what the whole cashless society is about. The NSA admittedly spying on everything you do. Microphones going up from Chicago to Austin, Texas. We're going to come back with Obama's abuses of power, the police armored vehicles they're buying, Big Brother and NSA surveillance. But we're also going to look at some of the positive things that's happened in the U.S., but we've gone from number one in every category to near the end of the pack or dead last almost every other, under big government, under socialism, under crony capitalism, under insider deals. It's time to change course back towards America.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Moan Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the top of the season.
When the blood runs high.
In this time.
Give it to me easy.
And let it's karaoke with Alex Jones.
Pleasure hands to take you in this time to promised lands. To show you everyone.
This is not say they're not zombies.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time?
All right, broadcasting worldwide, folks. Thank you for joining us. Look, I want to be clear about something. Kit Daniels had a story yesterday. Let me go up to Infowars.com. He had a story on Thursday confirmed Texas spending millions to send Texas Ranger state troopers to secure open border. And they're actually doing their job, not just writing tickets and getting revenue. The state's just a lot enough money they need to operate. Not having to write tickets to the ladies all day. Down there, actually trying to stop all the criminals and people that are pouring across. And we saw that a few weeks ago and documented it. Now it's in the Austin American Statesman headline, immigration strain is felt statewide, Texas officials say. DPS Director Steve McCraw told members of the Texas House Homeland Security and Public Safety Committee that his agency is coordinating saturation patrols in high-threat areas along the state's southern border. Shifting DPS troopers, Texas Rangers, and DPS equipment to South Texas has drained the agency's ability to respond in other parts of the state, he acknowledged. I mean, you talk about Al-Qaeda, folks. That's a real group. They're taking over much of the Middle East right now. Our government's arming them. Again, you're being groped at the airport or on the highway. They got checkpoints. But the border is wide open. And so the state, it shows government's not one monolithic group. The state of Texas, to its credit, is actually doing what the state police are supposed to do, and that's protect those counties on the border. Sure, they don't have a jurisdiction right on the border. That's federal. And that's one of the few things the feds are supposed to do. They're not doing it. So even citizens, if the police don't do their job or others don't, it's failure to render aid. Well, state police are rendering aid. And they're getting shot at, by the way. That's coming out every couple days. So it's a real deal down there. They're down there in gunboats, heavily armored, but getting shot up. And the Mexican drug cartels have 50 caliber rifles, tanks, you name it. I don't hear Obama saying a word about the armored vehicles that the Mexican drug lords have and the Mexican military has who's involved in all this. It's all about how I'm bad because I own a gun and I'm a libertarian and Homeland Security's for me. Well, statistically, the Tea Party type folks have the lowest crime rate out there. So, again, it's a bunch of bunk. It's an attempted total political takeover. But I think Obama and the globalists have miscalculated big time with this abuse of power. And they're finally starting to wake people up. But you think about the abuse of power, shutting down our power plants, putting our military under NATO command, arming Al-Qaeda, overthrowing Libya for Al-Qaeda, which they admit is many times worse. The Obamacare tax, raising 7 taxes on blue-collar people, 21 taxes total. It's just monstrous. It's absolutely monstrous. And now members of Congress, like Randy Weber, are calling Obama a dictator. And he is becoming one. That doesn't mean he won't leave office. It just means he's turning the bureaucracy into a permanent dictatorship. And that means they do what they want, not what the law says, not what the Congress says. They want to open the border up, ship the illegals in on government buses. They do it. I don't declare a Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 2014. I declare a Declaration of Survival, a Declaration of Sanity, a Declaration that I want out of Crazy Town because the socialists hate this country so much and the foreign banks want to wreck it and loot it. They've turned loose the socialists who really think they're going to create some type of magical Puff the Magic Dragon land here in the United States by shipping in the dregs of the world. And I'm not against the dregs, even if they wear 6X underwear. It's just that it's not my job to pay more and more taxes to take care of you when your country won't accept me. It's a load of crap, and it just shows how tolerant Americans are and how they manipulated our Christian ethic with political correctness in the 50s and 60s to get rid of some of the major evils that were going on, to only boomerang it and replace it with stuff just as bad. In fact, I'd say even worse. Because the other stuff you could see out in the open was obviously a fraud. This stuff is creeping and sneaky and just slathering with fake niceties. Makes me want to vomit. All right, coming up, your phone calls. How do you do this with a tape show? I'll explain coming up. Now, we had callers left over at the end of the show. We just kept recording right into the fourth hour. So instead of overdrive, it's overdrive delayed for one day. Stay with us. We're going to the...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now. Only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Think, just let me think.
Expect even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for sex.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance, coercing your conformity and soliciting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now.
It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
It is July 4th, 2014. And no, America, by many yardsticks, has been incredibly corrupt and evil, but by other measurements, incredibly dynamic and free and revolutionary in the amount of individual human empowerment when measured against other cultures and societies. That's what it comes down to. And so we want to uplift the better angels, as one philosopher once said, not just in men and women, but in this nation. We want to really enjoy the fruits of true free expression and human liberty. And we are faced by the controlled technocrats of the autocratic left that are racing globally to take over because they have the better camouflage as liberals. And then they're willing accomplices in the Republican or conservative echelons in different parts of the world. We are here to simply point out that common sense is not dead. Now, I want to go to your phone calls on this July 4th transmission that I taped on Thursday. And we had callers at the end of the show, so I said, why not just do a segment with those callers like Dre, Jane, George, Nathan, and some others that were patiently holding. So we're going to go to you right now, ladies and gentlemen, and then go back into an exploration of what is freedom versus tyranny. And how much more authoritarian will this country get before things turn around? And what can we do to turn it around? So that's coming up. And then a retransmission of a very powerful interview I did a few weeks ago with David Icke on this July 4th global transmission. And again, I'm going to be with my family on July 4th listening to this broadcast. We'll be back Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. With the original Sunday transmission. Now, Dre called in, sparking me to end up doing these taped calls because I didn't want to hang up on him at the end of the show. And said, look, I'm Hispanic, and I don't want open borders. And, you know, he said it like, yeah, I mean, I kind of feel weird because, you know, if you're Hispanic, you're just supposed to do what the media says. I mean, that's not what he said, but that was kind of the inference that, you know, if you don't want illegals from all over the world, I don't care where they're from, China, Europe, you know, doesn't matter, to just come in, get free welfare, and be instantly legalized, why, it's crazy. And the thing to do if you're Hispanic, because that's the majority of the illegal immigrants, is to just legalize them. Folks, no one in the world does this. The globalists are doing it to collapse the country. And the issue is, it isn't that we don't like Hispanics. My gosh, I'd be all for it if they were libertarians, I'll be honest with you. But they're not. The numbers don't lie. Look them up. Over 90% of these new immigrants the last 20 years are put on welfare, turned into Democratic Party operatives. Republicans go along with it, and they vote like Californians do to take the guns. They're literally banning them wholesale right now in California. I had a professor on yesterday, today as we tape this, Thursday, Professor Yamamoto breaking it all down, or Hamamoto. So this is the reality of what we're facing, and it is a cold-blooded takeover. And it is a manipulation of people's historical cultural pride. I mean, I'm proud of the fact that I had family on the Mayflower, and I'm proud of the fact that I've got Comanche and, you know, other Native American bloodlines. And I'm proud of the fact that I'm Irish and Scottish and German and Alsatian. Quite frankly, I'm proud of every interesting group that makes up my being and who I am. But as Professor Daryl Hamamoto said on the show Thursday, this is artificial. This is a plan. And it's run by people who do not have our best interests at heart, so it must be resisted. He's doing that despite all the persecution he's going through. So without further ado, we'll talk to Dre, George, Nathan, and Jane here on July 4th, 2014, as our borders are gone. And what defines a country more than anything? It's borders. Now, that citizens have rights that immigrants don't have. Well, in the new America, citizens have less rights than the illegals. When you fly in as a citizen, get ready for a proctology exam. But when you come in as an illegal out of Mexico from Latin America, bus directly up, you are injected directly into the welfare line. You're given bus tickets to be distributed wherever you want. But if you're a member of the Congress, you can't go into these bases. And just yesterday, we got Department of the Air Force 502 Air Base Wing, Joint Base San Antonio, where they've got thousands of these children. Remember, members of Congress aren't allowed in. Federal judges have ruled. Members of Congress, private security running it, total secret what's going on, saying he is banned and is not allowed to go onto the base ever again. It says that his actions have been detrimental to the maintenance and good order and discipline, as well as the safety and security of the installation that's involved in high treason. You are hereby put on notice that should you make an unauthorized entry onto the Joint Base San Antonio installations in the future, a department order will be issued and you will be probated from entering Lackland. And it just goes on to say, don't come on. So there you go. We're covering that at InfoWars.com. Let's go to your calls. Dre, start over where you began because we ended the show and you didn't get a chance to break down what's happening. Go ahead.
All right. First of all, Mr. Jones, I'd like to salute you and everything you do. You and the whole InfoWars operation is the new modern day Paul Revere. You guys are the true Paul Reveres. But what I was saying is I'm Hispanic and I'm against these illegal borders. Open up, I mean, the illegals crossing the border, because, like I said, we're trying to get people, citizens, off of welfare. And we can't get people off of welfare if we keep putting people on. You can't put a fire out if you keep adding gasoline to it. That's just not how it works. And, like I said, people think I'm reverse racist because I'm against, you know, these illegals. So there's a way, there's a proper way, a legal way to get into this country. I have family members who took them like 10, 15 years just to gain residency, and then another 5 years to get citizenship. And even they are like, what's going on here? We came here to work, and these kids are just coming here for welfare. That's not fair to the older generation.
No, it's not. And again, citizens are treated like total garbage. And then as long as you're illegal and of the group Obama wants to put into a racial category and politically control, then you have a red carpet. So it's also discriminatory on every single front as the country goes bankrupt. But, you know, what you're saying, Dre, makes too much sense. You want to work and be successful and have a future. You don't want more than half the public on welfare or assistance. But the people that want Cloward and Piven, the people that want political control, they do, because of automation of farms and industry, they don't even need that many people working anymore. They can just politically buy folks off with a welfare check, which keeps them in a form of abject slavery, but they never know that because it's what they are brought up in. And so they're trying to do with the incredibly smart, hardworking Hispanic folks coming into the country, they're trying to turn them into a welfare class, like they did the incredibly smart, hardworking black community 60 years ago, who by every metric they just wrecked. I mean, illegitimacy from 11% to 90%+. Prison rates from very low. Blacks had a lower imprisonment rate than whites. Back in the 40s, it's higher than anybody has ever had, you know, in this country. Something like 80% of black males have a criminal felony type record. I mean, it is crazy town what they've done. The government wants to become the daddy, not the men. And they are taking over. And we talked about that again with the professor earlier today. This is, again, taping on Thursday to air on July 4th, Daryl Hamamoto. And he broke it all down. He's a political scientist, high level, trained by the Rockefellers. You know, Rockefeller award winning, inside blowing the whistle. So it's simply bombshell. And they just say, if you're Hispanic, you're for gun control. If you're Hispanic, you know, you're for the Latinas running everything. Latino women. You've been told you're the anointed ones and have all the answers by the big foundations to be the dominators, to destroy your future and your children. You're smart. You're not stupid. Quit buying into it. Quit buying in to being the house slave. Anything else, Dre?
We talk about all these impeachable stuff that Obama's doing. I believe that he's doing it on purpose so that when the Democrats, like myself, I voted for him the first time. The second time I did it. But you get all these Obama supporters, blacks, Hispanics, and everybody on welfare, pretty much. If he gets impeached, they're going to look at it as racist. That will cause a civil unrest, which I think will justify the drone attack and the whole martial law and FEMA camp. That's just my theory.
Definitely. You know, we kept saying there were many detonators for martial law on the next level. And we had said it could be imploding the borders, because that was in Rex 84 back in the 80s, a plan that bipartisan globalists had come up with in a way and others, right along with the leadership of other countries that were planning to do it as well in their nations. And it could be a nuclear war. It could be a larger Middle East war, which they're starting with ISIS right now. I mean, our criminal government's in the middle of starting all that with Saudi Arabia and others. A sectarian, again, civil war, ruling the diverse cultures of the Middle East with a sectarian Shiite-Sunni civil war publicly started by the West. I mean, it's the same story. And they want to set up cultural divides here in this country, not let Hispanics assimilate and pick up the American culture that they wanted to get to own property, have guns, and be free, and replace it with a socialist Hispanic culture. I mean, who wants that? Hispanics don't want that. Hispanics, on average, at least Mexicans, it's on record, run from welfare until now because they're advertising in the news, if you're a lazy welfare person, come here, it's a free ride. And it's just incredible. It's absolutely amazing. God bless you. Appreciate the call, Dre. George in Connecticut on July 4th. Go ahead. You're on the air. George, you want us to come back to you because you... aren't there, George. We're going to come back to you in a moment. Let's go to Jane in Austin, Texas. You're on the air, Jane.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been trying to get this information to you for just a little over a year now. I'm a longtime listener, and I always hear you talk about them pushing the cashless society, and you always mention how it's happening in England. Well, it's happening in our own backyard. I live in Austin, and they built a new, smaller Walmart right on Anderson Mill Road. And a year ago, and it's still like that today, I went in there trying to purchase some water shoes or something, and they informed me that that store does not take cash whatsoever, no cash. And I was floored. I'm like, oh, my God, this is what Alex has been talking about. It's here.
And where is that located?
It's on Anderson Mill, right across from the Alamo Draft House. There's the people in that neighborhood fought to have it built, so they agreed to build a smaller Walmart. It's still pretty big, but it's
that is
about-
huge news. Texas Walmart only takes credit cards, or Walmart goes cashless. You're saying that's
It's more. It's a lot bigger than that. When I went in there to purchase one item, I went to pay for it, and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And I'm like, so I started hassling the attendant that watches over the registers. I'm like, are you serious? You don't take any cash? And they're like, no, ma'am, nothing, no cash in the store. And so I started raising Cain about it, and I'm like, what's going on? She said, well, this is Walmart's test store. And so it's they never changed it. It's still cashless.
Oh, that's
but
huge.
Here's the crazy part. When I went to pay for the item, on the screen, before it would let me purchase anything, it brought up on the screen like a three-paragraph contract. And it made you read all this stuff, and at the bottom was a button that you had to agree to it and press yes, that you agreed that you would not pay cash, and then it would ring up the item that you had. I was just, I couldn't even speak walking out of there. I'm like, oh, my God.
Say that again. It made you verify what?
It was a three-paragraph, a lot of words. You couldn't even read it all. And what it was saying was, I agree to this, I agree to this. Yes, I won't pay cash. I'm
well, listen, you can pull up the Washington Post from like 5 years ago, admitting that Disney World is really a Pentagon testing ground of mind control to test controlled cities, and that they developed a plan for Fallujah to control populations off of, I forget the name of it. It's not Disneyland or Disney World in the U.S. It's some Disney community that I didn't even know about where you like live in this Disney community. But the point is people can look it up. And they admitted that it's a PSYOP, and they were also doing it in Disney France or Disney EU. That is just incredible that that happened. I believe you. We're going to send reporters there. That is so huge. We knew all this was coming. Israel announced last month they're going cashless. England announced last month they're going cashless. back in June. This is the total control paradigm that we're dealing with, Jane, and they mean business. And then again, once you're cashless, they can force you to do whatever they want, take money out, charge you, fee you, track you, totally control you, shut down any underground markets that you would need under a tyranny. Next segment's coming up. We'll take more calls from Nathan and George. And in this hour, this original hour, doesn't mean it's live. I taped it on Thursday. I taped it right now on July 3rd. But you're listening on July 4th, because even when I'm not here on a holiday, I've made the decision to be here on the holiday to give you original transmissions. We are not just the tip of the spear in the real new media. We are the hardest working folks in media, period, and we love freedom. We're like pit bulls that want to get in that arena and live to fight, because Americans love to fight and love to be free, and we're not going to be losers anymore. All right, Jane, thanks for that intel, that HUMAC. Another segment with your calls straight ahead. We will never surrender. That earlier caller told me I was Paul Revere. We're all Paul Revere. We're all living history.
Up all you preppers and survival enthusiasts, Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival, and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage, or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Gain your independence this 4th of July. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Call Emergency Essentials right now at 800-999-1863 or go to beprepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Fired up with this type of music.
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Uh-oh. mouth like an alligator. I want it louder, more power. I want the power to be free. I'm going to bang my head up against the New World Order, and I'm not stopping. Nathan in Kansas, then George. Take us out of this hour, Nathan. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's an honor to be with you, and it's an honor to be rebroadcast on 4th of July. I'm probably one of the bigger patriots that I know of. Basically, I'm a contractor here in Kansas City, and being a contractor, I see the I see what happens with the influx of cheap labor. I said that I live in Kansas City, but I tell you what, I feel like I'm in the twilight zone.
Well, it's just like inflation. It drives down all the wages, doesn't even help Mexico or the third world countries. It just sinks us. It's like if people sink one lifeboat and jump in the next, they just sink it. It's ridiculous. You use built-up wealthy nations that then make the nations around them richer, like Switzerland. Look, look, Ross Perot broke this down. The globalists want us poor. Exactly. It's incredible. Look at our wages going down. Look at the country going down. It's on purpose. Go ahead.
Well, and kind of, I mean, just kind of bolstering what you say, I mean, I spend my money locally. You know, I mean, I'm going in and I'm, you know, going out to eat and I'm, you know, tipping 20%. And, you know, I'm actually helping our local community.
You're a terrorist.
You know, I am. You know what? I'm probably on that list. And if I am, I want a star by my name.
Well, you know, that's another problem for the NSA. What happens when everybody's on the list? And see, we know the good guys are on the list. The bad guys aren't on the list. Thanks for making a list.
Yeah, exactly. One of the reasons why I said that I feel like I'm in the twilight zone is actually as I was waiting to get on with you, I did some research and see now I actually live in Kansas City and the NAFTA Superhighway Hub is here. Now there's four different branches of it, or four different spots: the Intermodal Hub, KCI International Business Center, Northland Park, Logistics Park, KC, Centerport Intermodal Center. They're all ran by the Port Authority.
No, no, no. They built a Port Authority up there to run all the goods up there to make sure nobody makes money locally. It's a great point. Do a YouTube video on it. Final caller, Georgia, Connecticut, real quick. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to suggest that we should get some guests on that teach us how to sue our representatives when they don't represent our interests on the border, especially. And we should force them to basically send all those tanks they're giving police down to the border and maybe send the TSA or TNA is what we really should call them to the border if instead of molesting us in the thing, sending all these people, including those military people overseas. But I wish you would give Lord Monckton, we give him a new title, our Lord and Savior of global warming, and put it on one of those what do you call it, light sabers.
It's a good idea. No, Monckton has done an incredible job. I wasn't trying to grovel to him when I had him on the air Thursday. He's done so much. People just don't know how much he's done. That's a testament to what individuals can do. All right, David Icke coming up from the archive. It's a powerful interview. Tell your friends and family to tune in, and I'll see you back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Great job to the crew.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover.